feet on the ground. It's what time they say they will be a guest on the morning show. So the fact that Bowen Byram said, yeah, I'll talk to you at 7 o'clock, unless he's out east, but I think he's in town, means he hasn't big time us yet, even
though
he's in the
gym. He's in the gym.
He's working out right now. And we say good morning to Bowen Byram. How are you, young man?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, man, we woke you up.
We're just building you up.
See, that means you still got your feet on the ground because we woke you up. You didn't go, hey, guys, man, I have fourth overall. I'm not going to talk to you at 7 in the morning.
No, I was already getting up to get ready to go to the gym, so no worries.
Yeah, hey man, we appreciate it. We haven't talked to you since draft day. What has it been like? First, take me to Colorado, and what was that experience getting there and being introduced? What you expected, or were there any curveballs?
No, I think it was pretty straightforward. I mean, getting to know most of the people in the organization, things like that. Getting to know some players in the organization, kind of a younger guy my age and a bit older. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, working out a bit, skating a bit there. So, yeah, like I said, it was a lot of fun. It was kind of a great introduction.
How often had you been to the city of Denver, or had you? Did you get in there for a visit, or had you ever been there as a family?
No, actually, I had never been, so it was my first time. I was really impressed with the city. Awesome weather, cool spot for sure. So hopefully I can spend some time there in the future sometime.
What was the message, Boehm, from the coaching staff in Colorado? Because a lot of people in Vancouver, especially the Giants, are petrified you might not start the season here next year with the Giants. What was the message from their coaching staff to you?
I think just that I got to improve as much as I can over the summer. Obviously, it's not easy to play in the NHL or everyone would be doing it. So I understand that I got to get a lot better to be able to play there. And that's my goal is to play there next year. So I just got to keep working hard during the summer. And I got to go into camp having a good attitude that I'm going to make the team and see how it goes from there.
You're going to go to Michigan and play in that showcase, but at some point, did you get to be 18? Did you get a little holiday? Did you get a little break just to relax?
Yeah, I got away for a little bit. I just kind of hung out with some buddies and my family for a couple of days, so it was nice. But pretty much after development camp, I had to get right at it. I missed quite a bit of training time with our run. We went on in the playoffs there, and then the combine and things like that. So, I did get a bit of time, but it's pretty much just been work since the combine, for sure.
You know, we had Ryan Kesler on the radio a few weeks ago. He's still not over the Stanley Cup final loss to the Boston Bruins from 2-11. What about you and the way you guys lost the Western Hockey League final, Game 7 overtime? It still stings?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always think about it and think of what I could have done and everything, but yeah, it's definitely not easy to get over, especially the way we lost in overtime there. But I think you gotta learn from it. And if I'm back in the Western League next year, then I hope that our team is back in that position, and this time we can win. So it definitely hurts, but it's just something you got to grow from.
Yeah, he is Bowen Byram. I'm not going to say property of the Vancouver Giants. For your sake and for the sake of hockey fans, we probably have a mixed view. I think people would love to see you here in Vancouver, and everyone also wish you well that maybe you make that jump automatically, fourth overall pick to the Colorado Avalanche. What do they tell you? What were you trained differently at all, Bowen, this summer now that you're drafted? And I would imagine it's the Avs that maybe say this is what we need you to do, or how will things be different for you this summer?
I'm not sure if it's totally different. Obviously, training out here in Vancouver with Ian Gallagher and Jordan McKenzie, it's a really good program. I train with quite a few pros every day, so just kind of being around those guys is really good for me, seeing their habits on and off the ice. So I think the biggest thing is just working hard for me. I have a goal that I want to meet in the fall, and to get there is going to be tough, but hopefully the work I put in now and the work I've put in previous to this will help me along there. So I wouldn't say anything too different, to be honest, just kind of just kind of going to work.
Your dad played in the NHL. How good is it to have a parent, father, who went so far in hockey? Is that something that helps you a lot?
Yeah, I think so. He helps me a lot in a lot of different areas, not just hockey. He's great to talk about anything with. So I'm very grateful to have somebody like him in my life, whether it's to talk about the game I just played or different things. So he's been awesome for me throughout my life, and he's definitely a close friend of mine now, even though he's my dad. So it's a lot of fun for sure.
Bowen, you have to understand now that your world with social media and in interviews, you can't say anything wrong, so I don't want you to give an answer, but I'm asking you this question. As you train this summer with NHLers there, if you were all given a slip of paper to write down who's the laziest NHLer in the summertime that I work out with, would it be a familiar name, or would you have a whole bunch of different names on there? And you hope no one's writing Bowen Byram.
Yeah, exactly.
Text the answer to us.
Text us the answer. We'll throw them anonymously. This guy's lazy.
No, but to be honest, we have a really good group. Everybody works hard. Everybody gets along very well. So it's been a lot of fun to me to kind of get to know some pro guys and whatnot. But I don't know. I wouldn't say there's too many lazy guys in our group.
Oh, I don't think lazy is a vocabulary that Ian has, man. If you were lazy, he'd have you out of there in a heartbeat, wouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
He runs a boot camp like no one else around here, I'll tell you.
Are you – I'm not – you know what? You've always been very, very comfortable, and you still – I'll be honest. I think your attitude is you haven't achieved anything yet because you're not playing in the NHL, and you'll probably have that attitude throughout your entire career. That's what makes successful athletes. Are you more comfortable now that everything is over? Because you'll get attention if you're here in Vancouver. You would get attention if you're in Colorado, but it will be different from what you've dealt with over the last 12 months. Are you almost happy or relieved that this portion is over?
Yeah, to be honest, I think so a bit. It was, as much as I didn't think it was very stressful, I think it actually kind of took a toll on me. But I said this a lot as well. It was pretty easy for me to stay focused on different things when I was on such a great team with so many close buddies of mine, and we went as far as we did. So I'm very grateful for that because that helped me out so much. But it wasn't an easy year, but I feel like I did a pretty good job of dealing with everything. And definitely be nicer and not have possibly as much pressure next year. So.
Yeah, and did it take its toll more mentally? That, you know, interviews you had to do, scouts would be there to talk to you after the game. Was that when you said it took a toll? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I definitely think more mentally than physically. But then again, I think mentally you can get tired, which also creates physical fatigue. So it was a really long year. I mean, we played for what, September to May. So that's, I don't know how many months that is, but that's quite a while. So, but yeah, like I said, it was a lot of fun. I got to meet some pretty incredible people in the hockey world throughout the year as well.
Most famous one. What's the one person you met that you go, okay, that was cool?
I think the one that kind of stood out to me the most was, I met Wayne Gretzky when I was in St. Louis, so it's pretty hard to say somebody else other than him.
So does Gretz know who you are at that point, or does he say hi, Bowen, or just shakes your hand like you're an usher?
Yeah, I think, I'm not totally sure, but he just shook my hand and said, hey, I'm Wayne, whatnot. I said, I'm Bowen. I guess he knows now if you didn't before.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Hey, listen, thanks for waking up. We will use the 7 o'clock hour as a barometer as to when you've hit the big leagues and you're big time on us and you say, no, I'm not talking to you guys at 7 in the morning. Have a good workout with everybody over there. And enjoy your summer and good luck when you go to the tournament, man. It's fun to watch you grow. I hope everything works out for you this year. Part of us wants you to be wearing a Giants uniform so we can be entertained one more time, but I know your goal is to call Denver home, so we wish you the best with that.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Bowen Byram. Always a fun young kid. Met him for the first time at the Giants golf tournament last year, and he was just fun. Doesn't golf a whole lot. He's, you know, we were talking about Hunter Shinkaruk and focus and all that.